Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4:12.5, down 9 on the open. July, 4:15, down 7.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:53.25, down 4.25 on the open. July, 3:65.5, down 4.5. September, 3:76, down 4.5. December, 3.89.5, down 5 on the open. May corn opened at 2.19.75, down 1.75 on the open. July, 2.30.5, down 1.75. September, 2.40.25, down 1.25. December, 2.52, down 1.25. The red line, March, 2.60, down 1.25 on the open. May oats opened at 1.72, down 3/4 on the open. July, 1.76.25, up 3/4. May soybeans opened at 5.78.5, up 2 on the open. July, 5.91, up 2. August, 5.96, down 1.25. September, 5.98.5, up 2. November, 6.06.5, up 1.25. March, 6.17.5, up 0.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 174.20, up 40 on the open. July, 177.30, up 20. May soybean oil opened at 23.20, down 4 on the open. July, 23.55, down 7. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 105.45, up 97.5 on the open. And then the April contract at 106.40, up 75. May, 106.70, up 50 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83.52.5, up 50 on the open. June at 78.25, up 42.5. April lean hogs opened at 59.25, up 15 on the open. May, 65.85, down 15. June, 67.30, up 27.5. July, 66.70, up 12.5 on the open. And then the pork contract for May opened at 83.60, up 55 on the open. Be sure to join us this evening at the American Legion Post 527 in Cisna Park for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock. And panelists for the meeting include Pete Manhart and Greg Feller of Bates Commodities, University of Illinois agricultural economist Daryl Good, and Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. That's at the American Legion Post 527 in Cisna Park this evening at 7 o'clock. Remember, the meeting is free and no advance reservation is required. Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start over in this corn pit where we see May at 2.20.5, down 1. The D's at 2.52, down 1.25. When we left off last week, we were at some pretty significant support levels. It looks like we tried to test them this morning.
Yeah, we're looking at some major retracement levels, about 50% retracement areas. But then the May corn looking at 220, 218 as support zone. This December corn, this 252 to 250 area is fairly good support. The main concern, though, is that the funds are still in a long position. They're estimated up over, 130,000 contracts, and as the moving averages turn lower here, the fear is that they could turn sellers. They were heavy sellers there late last week, and ideas are unless we see some type of stabilization and recovery in here, they could be having their sell shoes on for some time here, as the seasonal dominant factors in corn are lower from here on out.
We did break the 100-day moving average on Friday. Do you think that we might be testing that 217.5 level you talked about?
Over time, we will. Short-term, we're a little bit oversold on the short-term scale. I would say we're in a position to get a so-called dead cat bounce here. The key is we need to see some exports show up here. Here at the 10 o'clock hour, the export shipments are expected to be anywhere from 35 to 39 million bushels. So we need to see a number up 40 million bushels plus to give the trade some confidence and support the market here for some type of recovery.
And then we broke the 50-day moving average Friday in the December corn contract. Do you like 252 as a hold spot?
Well, hopefully we can hold and get some recovery in here. And I'm speaking from the standpoint that producers are not sold up whatsoever, and there's still large inventories that need to be priced in through here. But when it's all said and done, the major risk is to the downside here. When we look at the overall weather pattern, it's given us ample supplies of moisture to work with here this spring. About the only thing that could probably save the corn market to send a higher here is a too wet spring, maybe playing delays. But at the present time, the trend is down and the risk is to the downside.
Over in the soybean pit, May now 578.25, up 1.75. The NOVs at 606.5, up 1.25. That's where the commercial comes into my head. It looks like they're being supported right now by the commercial trade.
Well, we're seeing a little bit of buying interest. Chinese soybean futures found some support from talk that large-scale breakout of bird flu is unlikely this spring, and that bean demand is going to remain somewhat strong. Also, talking about a little bit of logistics here and there, and maybe a little bit more of a demand coming here, but. Traditionally in the past, we've seen Brazilian beans quite a bit cheaper than U.S. beans. Present time, they're only about 20 cents cheaper than U.S. So there's some ideas we could continue to maybe see a little bit of demand here hand to mouth. But the biggest fear of all is towards the end of the month here and into next week, we're going to see a record amount of quarterly stocks on hand for beans. And also, too, we're going to fear on ideas we're going to see an increase of 2 to 3 million acres of beans this coming crop year.
So at that point, do we finally press the downside at that November 28th 559.5 low?
I don't think it's going to be limit down or anything like that, but the risk is to the downside. The trend is lowering through here. We continue to see some fund buying and some end user pricing to keep the market completely falling out of bed, but confirmation of large stocks and more acres on the 31st will give the trade confidence to sort of maybe get on it. Got to remember, every day these bean traders come in here and sell the heck out of the bean market, and they have to buy their way out of it because it won't break, and they've been burnt all winter long. So they're slowly regaining confidence to take the short side, and some more fundamental help will give them that confidence to push the bean market lower.
Meanwhile, it looks like wheat is the leader to the downside. May 412, down 9.5. July 413.5, down, make it 414, down 8.5. That in Kansas City. Chicago, May 350, down 7.5. We had two gaps lower last week, and it looks like we're headed to 345 or thereabouts.
Yeah, over time there, this wheat market was a slip lower. Especially here in the eastern belt, the wheat crop's in fairly good shape, and USDA's probably still a little light on wheat acres. So, here in the eastern belt, there's no reason for wheat to really go much back above $4. However, there in the western belt, talking to guys this morning, they received good 1-2-inch rains out there and up to 15 inches of snow. So they've got quite a bit of moisture to work with. This is going to help that wheat crop out tremendously. When you look at the July Kansas City wheat, it really has no support until you get to that 403 area.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com. and at agrigold.com.
Looking at the current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 412, down 9.5. May wheat at Chicago, 350, down 7.5. July, 362, down 8. May corn, 220.75, down 3/4. July, 231.25, down 1. September, 240.75, down 3/4. December, 252.25, down 1. May beans, 577.5, up 1. July, 590.25, up 1.25. August, 595, up 1.75. November, 606.25, up 1. May soybean meal, 174.30, up 50. May soybean oil, 23.10, down 14. At the Merck, March feeders, 105.30, up 82.5. April live cattle, 83.60, up 57.5. And April lean hogs at 58.95, down 15. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.